3, 2SER.com, 2SER Digital. It's 2 o'clock.
And hi there, you're listening to the Dirt Music Radio Show, coming to you from the studios of 2SER. Thanks so much for joining me, Stuart Coops my name. You've been wondering what Dirt Music is all about? Let me tell you. Dirt Music is a radio show about music that comes from the heart and takes absolutely no prisoners. What you're about to hear can come from right across the musical spectrum, just so long as it's made with no concession whatsoever to fad or to fashion. It's another week, another Dirt Music. That means, as always, lots of music to get through. Some of it is old, some of it is new, and some of it, of course, is in between. In just a little while, I'll be talking to Ed Cooper about the Aints, and he'll be singing a couple of songs live in the studio for us. But let's have a listen to some new music now from a Melbourne band I've just discovered and I like a lot called The Floodlights, and after that, a new one from Wallace Bird. But this is The Floodlights and Nullarbor.
I'm hoping history, universal mystery. All in all, we cannot choose the life that we were given. So we move across the land to sky to sea, looking for more than we were offered. Are we not allowed? Are you still where your mother pushed you out? I doubt that this is true.
Two very fine new tunes to get us underway this week on Dirt Music. First up, it was The Floodlights. Now, I think I might have said they come from Melbourne. I actually don't know for sure where they come from, but I know a whole bunch of my friends in Melbourne are telling me how great they are, and they're absolutely right. So Floodlights, a song called Nullarbor, and that's from an EP that they've just released called Backyard. Go check them out. And then after that, Irish singer Wallace Bird with As the River Flows from a new album called Woman. Ed Cooper joining me soon for a bit of a chat, but until Ed comes in, let's have a bit of a listen to The Aints. They keep releasing a whole lot of music at the moment. We'll talk to Ed about that. But a semi-authorised official bootleg came out just recently called The Aints Play the Saints, 73-78. So it's kind of Ed Cooper playing himself many, many years later. Let's have a listen to The Aints doing the Saints song Swing for the Crime. Then we'll listen to something new from The Aints. Call.
skin. Then to the rivers they all went, and heroes not the same. But now the Muslim sisters will call the crime. We hope that you have a good time. Yes, my life is son of the line. And life on your knees can be fun. Surprised that you're not here.
Oh, yes, the very, very wonderful sounds of the Aints. Love that brass. More brass, lots of brass. That's the Aints from a new release of theirs called 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's kind of because the Saints had an EP called 1, 2, 3, 4. But the song we listen to from that, Goodnight Ladies. And then in brackets, I Hear a Sound Without. And then before that, it was the Aints doing a version of a Saints song called Swing for the Crime. And that's from an album that you can buy online and at shows. The Aints Play the Saints, a live official bootleg, 73-78. All right. Ed Cooper joined me in the studio just a couple of days ago when he was rehearsing for a bunch of Aints shows that are coming up. This is the first part of my chat with Ed Cooper, and then we're also going to hear a couple of live songs that he did in the studio. Ed Cooper, thank you so much for joining me on Dirt Music.
An absolute pleasure.
And look, obvious question. I mean, the Aints seem like it's almost taken on a life of its own. I mean, when you started doing the Aints project again, was it intended as a long ongoing thing?
No, we couldn't get it over fast enough in a lot of ways. It kind of it has taken control of my mind. It was originally just intended to be a couple of weeks to tour and commemorate the, a bit belatedly, but commemorate the 40th anniversary of the first Saints record. And I was a little, you know, I don't know if I really want to do that. But then once I started thinking about it, and it occurred to me that there was a lot of material left over from that time that we had never recorded and in some cases never played. This is the Saints. And so we started putting in some of those songs into our live set just to see how that would go over. And they started going over really well, which sort of encouraged us to then take it a bit further and record an album. And hence, you know, we then did another tour. We still haven't actually played all that much, it seems like. We've only done about 15 or 20 shows in the time that we've been together. But because they're such, you know, massive events, they seem like something more.
It does seem like you played a lot more than that. So.
Yeah, it does, but that's actually what it's down to.
And when you say it's taken over your mind, I mean, are you finding it invigorating to either take songs from that period and play them in 2019, or is it, or just having a bit of noise around you?
I really enjoy the band. I think the band is really great. They play very well together. It is also kind of it's interesting to kind of look back at things that for me, things that I did a long time ago, and kind of see whether they have any sort of ability to still work this long down the track. And when we started playing the songs and they started going over really well, that was sort of like, wow, okay, that's really encouraging.
and were these songs that you effectively had forgotten? I mean, was there a nirvana moment of opening a filing cabinet or an old folder, or were you acutely aware that they were there and they just hadn't been worked with?
I was acutely aware that a number of them were there. Mm-hmm. I was sort of planning on doing something in a completely different way. After I did an album a couple of years ago called Lost Cities, I was looking, I did some shows with the Queensland Symphony Orchestra, and I was looking at maybe doing orchestral versions of some of these really old songs that I wrote when I was a kid, like 12, 13. And I thought, you know, it could be a really nice children's album in a way, was what I was originally thinking. And then once, it was sort of a chain of events. Things started popping up, you know, as I was going through old notebooks and people making comments. And somebody sent me all these photographs that were taken back in the day, and that sort of sparked off some recollections. And so, yeah, it happened over the space of a couple of years, and the process was already underway before the Aints, but I just thought that the Aints were an absolutely perfect vehicle to sort of be playing the music that I wrote back then.
And I often recall a conversation I had with Jackson Brown, actually, in the studio a couple of years ago, and he was talking about a song of his called The Birds of St. Mark's, which he said he started writing when he was 16 and he couldn't get it finished until he was, I think he was 65, when he found an end. And then you've had that process a little bit with, I think, with a couple of, one of the songs on this record.
Yeah, there's a few of them. Yeah. I mean, they weren't all absolutely complete, but that is, you know, that's kind of the way that I work. Until I have to finish something, I don't. And so, yeah, there are songs on the album or on the EP that there's one which is a composite of three earlier songs, sort of thing. It's just, you know, it had a really good verse. It had a lousy chorus in its original thing. It had a nice chorus from something else. So just basically, you know, hammer them all together and it sort of becomes something that still comes across as being fairly cohesive. It doesn't feel forced, sort of thing. But that, you know, I mean, I've always done that. You know, I think everybody that writes will take bits of one song that works and add it into something else that kind of needs something.
And do you ever mess with songs from earlier days? I mean, change lines, change verses to reflect how you have changed as a person, or are they like, you know, snapshots or Polaroids that are just that is how I felt at 18 or 23, or and that's I'm not going to change that.
Well, with the ones that I, the lyrics that I wrote when I was 12, I didn't actually include at all. Mm-hmm. So that was sort of like an editorial decision. I might at some stage still put those out, but not at the moment. A lot of the things, I tried to sort of not tamper with them too much, but, you know, there are certain things you do differently. There are certain things that I think, you know, I've learnt without out kind of making it everything has got to be improved by sort of, you know, a linear sort of technical progression or something, because I don't actually believe that. But there are certain things that probably are done better now than they would have been done at the time, because I just didn't quite know where to go with them. You know, I've had a lot more experience working with horn section, so I can direct that in a much easier way than I would have been able to when I was 13.
That was the first part of my chat with Ed Cooper, and whilst he was in the studio, Ed performed a couple of songs acoustically, one old song and one new song. I thought we'd have a listen now to Ed Cooper doing an older song, Saint's song called Messin' with the Kid.
Okay, this is Messin' with the Kid. Being a young man, you go round in circles all the time. You play the game now for too long, can't see what in the world you try to do to me. Sometimes you get that old lost feeling. Sometimes it hits you when you're feeling down. Sometimes you get that old lost feeling and it brings you down. Right back to the ground. You walk down the main street out in the city. You look at all the girls, now they're so pretty. All smiling faces, yeah, they're gonna pass you by. Don't make a difference, no matter how hard you try. Sometimes you get that old lost feeling. Sometimes it hits you when you're feeling down. Sometimes you get that old lost feeling and it brings you down. You're right back to the ground. Hanging around the alleys, you're hanging around in bars, and you're looking for some fun. You don't get none, and there you are. Looking for some action, looking for some fun, when you're out in the gutter and you don't get none, and there you go. I said nothing left to do at night. How's it feel now that it's all over? You're getting all melted up in the sun. Just like a kid take a trip down to the sea. You're stuck in the middle and there's just nothing left to see. Sometimes you get that old lost feeling. Sometimes it hits you when you're feeling down. It brings you down. You're right back to the ground. And it makes you crawl.
That was the sound of Ed Cooper performing the song Messing with the Kid live in the Dirt Music Studio. Now, let's have a listen to the second part of my chat with Ed Cooper.
And looking back at you know, what you wrote when you were 12 or 13, I mean, a lot of people would cringe. Other people would go, God, I had an aesthetic that was actually possibly more developed than I thought. Or would imagine I would have had it as a 12 or 13 year old. I mean, were you somewhere in between, or were you?
I think some of it impressed me. Some of, you know, I mean, I don't sort of look at pat myself on the back because of that. It's just sort of like, that actually is really quite good. If I did that now, I'd like it. Other things, you know, especially lyrically, I think they're sort of